A family in the San Francisco Bay Area has been reunited after 20 years when a wrongful conviction sent a young man to a country he barely knew, the Philippines. Gideon Baena came to the United States as a 6-year-old and was a legal permanent resident here. As an 18-year-old, he was a passenger in a car that was stopped by police and narcotics were found. He accepted a plea that amounted to time served, 1 week of incarceration. Yet that guilty plea led to his deportation, which he has spent the last 20 years fighting from the Philippines. Baena fought his case all the way to the California Superior Court, which overturned his conviction, deeming it unconstitutional. Then his legal team went to the Department of Homeland Security, petitioned for his case to be reopened, and for his status as a green card holder to be restored. This week, Gideon Baena flew into San Francisco Airport and into the arms of his family after 20 years of exile due to deportation. Gideon, welcome home and welcome to NPR.
Hi, it's good to be home.
And we're also joined by Sean Potts, Gideon's attorney, who won this reversal for him. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you. It's a great day.
Gideon, let's start with you. First of all, what was it like to come home after such a long time away and back into a rainy San Francisco?
I couldn't believe it, to be honest. I still can't believe it now. I know one thing. This is all possible because of Sean. He fought for me all the way.
You know, we're going to have Sean tell us about your case in a moment. But can you tell me briefly what happened to you when the U.S. government deported you to the Philippines all those years ago as a teenager? What happened when you landed in Manila?
I kind of just stood there. I barely have any family in Manila. Just all my family came to the U.S. Most of them were citizens. I didn't even know I wasn't a citizen. But I just kind of stood there at the airport. I was homeless for almost a year.
I heard you spent time in some pretty deplorable slums in Manila because you don't have family.
That's right. One of the worst, actually, that I've been here in the Philippines, which was Tondo.
And did you know that? I mean, I imagine you were 6 when you left the Philippines. I imagine you didn't really have many memories of the city. Or did you know that you were headed to a dangerous slum?
No. As a matter of fact, they kind of just put you on a plane and they don't inform. My family barely knew what was going on because they were in California. They had me down in Arizona. And then they put you on a plane and just kind of drop you off at the airport, and that was it. And back then, communication was a lot harder because they didn't have internet or barely have internet here in the Philippines. But yeah.
And you were a teenager then. You know, we rarely hear from people deported about how they're treated once the U.S. sends them back. How did other Filipinos you met treat you?
Well, it wasn't very welcoming. I barely spoke the language, to be honest. The Tagalog, which was our language. So it was kind of hard for me to communicate. They took it the wrong way. It was pretty bad. It's hard being in a country all alone and you don't speak the language.
What made you think you might have a chance of coming back, of overturning your conviction? And when did you start trying to do this?
Well, my family started in 2005. And I went from lawyer to lawyer. But nothing happened with those. It wasn't really until about 2 years ago, I was going through the internet. And I saw a video of Sean. It was a video about one of his clients, how he fought for him. And right there and then, I was like, I was going to hire this guy. If he can't do it, then nobody can.
All right, well, let's bring him in right here. Sean Potts is the attorney who won this case for Gideon. Can you tell us why you took on his case and what the grounds were for having his original conviction overturned?
Sure. Essentially, what we were able to do is identify a constitutional defect in the plea. And then once the conviction was dismissed, then we filed a motion to reopen his removal case. That was the most difficult part because of the so much time had went by. The government did oppose, but we were able to overcome because all the horrific circumstances that Gideon found himself in. being homeless, as well as being misadvised for about 20 years from other attorneys. So all of that in combination, we were able to convince the Executive Office of Immigration Review, which is the immigration court, that the original removal order was based on unconstitutional conviction.
So I've covered immigration and deportation particularly for almost as long as Gideon was ejected from the country, and it strikes me that very few people get to come back after deportation. Sean, we hear often about wrongful convictions, but we don't hear about the wrongful act of this kind of secondary punishment of deporting someone. Could you say how many others might be in Gideon's situation, stuck abroad on a wrongful conviction?
I would imagine there are thousands of people, because a lot of immigration is federal. So a lot of immigration attorneys, they're licensed in various states. So for example, an immigration attorney in California may not be licensed in California. So they may not explore challenging the criminal conviction. And so a lot of people who were convicted because of a crime, they're deported, and a lot of people just give up hope. So I would imagine there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, you know, over the course of, you know, 20, 30 years.
Sean, you must lose a lot of cases or see a lot of clients deported. This one must feel different.
Over the years, I've done this for 20 years. Over the years, I have cases where we lose those cases, and you know, you have to compartmentalize so you can take on the next case. With this young man, it's very emotional, and I'm so happy that I was able to help him. And as I see it happen over and over and over again in immigration, I see wrongful removals. Sometimes the immigration law and the criminal state law, they don't catch up with each other. So I'll see wrongful removals, and by the time that the courts identify the wrongful precedent, the person is already removed. And it's kind of, it's a loss. I don't want to say a lost life, but it's a great loss, not just to that individual, but to their families, to their children. And to see Gideon return is just—it's beautiful. I only wish the best for him.
And Gideon, you've only just come back. What's your first days been like?
I'm exciting, just trying to think of how I'm going to put my life together again after this so many years.
And how do you go about making up for 20 lost years here? Are you making plans?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to spend as much time before, you know, going off, finding work. I kind of just want to spend a few weeks with family, just going from family to family, letting them know I'm home.
I'm sure they're really happy to see you.
Yeah, they are.
Do you have a story for us maybe about one family member that you're reconnecting with and what that's been like?
My mom, she's been there from the very beginning. It's kind of hard because, of course, she's getting old, basically. It's hard trying to reconnect especially with my parents after so many years. Really, it's hard. They barely know me.
You've got a lot of making up of time to do.
I know. There's so many. I don't, to be honest, even know where to begin.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to begin by getting a cell phone, right?
Yes, I do.
Some of the basics.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thanks a lot to both of you, and really stay in touch.
We
would love to keep following how you do.
I will be getting in touch with Sean. You have a friend here for life, Sean.
Wow.
Yeah, you turned a life around, Sean.
This is very meaningful.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Gideon Baena, who has just returned from the Philippines after 20 years of deportation, and his attorney, Sean Potts, who won the reversal. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.